This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, Australia's first and only lesbian and gay radio station. You're with Katie on Katie's Cut Lunch, where it's 1:30, and on the line from New York City, I have Daniel. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. Now, it's freezing cold, 12 degrees in Melbourne. What's it like in New York?
It's 27 degrees and it's 11:30 at night.
Oh boy, that's hot.
It's the opposite.
Yes, yes. Well, you will go over there in summer, won't you? Now, for those who don't know, Daniel and I go way back. We actually met at Joy back in the day, yep. And we've hosted a number of shows together over the years, including Theme Party for quite a long time. Daniel and I were supposed to be going to New York together, but I couldn't get there. He's there on his own. How's it going so far?
There's been quite a few bangs outside this evening. I'm fairly sure that they're fireworks, though, because it is 4th of July.
Yes, and I was saying to the listeners before,
I'm hoping they're that and not gunshots.
Said to the listeners before that it's half an hour to go, I think, still on the 4th of July.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So what part of town are you in?
I'm in Washington Heights.
Oh, okay. So
way up north in Manhattan.
Yes, indeed it is.
Yeah.
And what have you been doing so far? How long have you been in New York?
24 hours.
Okay. For those who aren't familiar with Daniel, he is a music theatre nut.
And oh, yeah.
You've already seen one show?
Two.
Only one of them was a musical, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Sorry, yes.
What have you seen?
I saw Cinderella.
Explain, please.
It's the Rodgers and Hammerstein version.
Right.
And so I got to see the original Broadway cast of the Rodgers and Hammerstein show.
Oh, it's never been done before?
No, not on Broadway.
Oh, interesting. Those people who watched the recent Tony Awards will have seen a musical item from that show.
Yep.
Yes. And
Laura Osnes, I've forgotten her name, and she was so fantastic. Yes.
Vicky Clark, is it? Yes. Does she play Cinderella?
No, she plays the fairy godmother.
Oh, I see.
Laura Osnes is the Cinderella.
And would you recommend the show?
Yes.
Excellent.
Yes. All right. It was a bit Disney.
Yeah.
But it was still very good.
Good, good.
Now, and Vicky Clark's amazing.
Now, the main reason you've gone to New York is for a festival. Am I right in saying this is the New York Music Theatre Festival?
Correct.
Now, would you like to tell our Joy family what is the New York Music Theatre Festival?
It's a festival that's been going on for 10 years now. This is the 10th year. And it's like a fringe festival of just musical.
Wow.
So there are 50 shows being presented.
Wow.
Generally for 2, 3, or 4 performances each.
Okay.
So I'm seeing all of them. I somehow managed to work out my schedule, but I was able to see every single one of these shows.
How long does the festival go for?
3 weeks.
So you're seeing 50 shows in 3 weeks?
A bit more than that, because I'm seeing some other things as well.
Oh, my goodness. You're going to die.
Yeah. I've got a week and a half in San Francisco on the way home to relax.
Okay, then. Well, that sounds like an amazing, amazing time. So perhaps I could talk to you again next Friday after your first week. Well, when does it start?
Yes. It starts on Monday.
Oh, okay. So you will have done 5 days by the time I talk to you next week.
4 days.
4 days. And we'll see if you're still standing.
Yeah.
sounds like fun though. If you, what kind of shows have come through the Music Theatre Festival to become successes? I'm assuming there are some.
Oh yeah, things like Alter Boys.
Mm-hmm.
Next to Normal was in Nymph back when it was called Feeling Electric.
Uh-huh.
Title of show came through Nymph.
Oh, that's a great show,
isn't it? I love it.
Yep.
There's a few others.
So you might be seeing the next big thing.
I might be, yeah.
Fabulous. Great.
Which is very exciting, yeah.
Now, are you going to be writing about this festival, blogging about anything like that?
Yes.
I guess people can follow you on Twitter.
Yeah, do.
Will you do some, 140-character reviews?
I have been already. I've been talking about Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike, which I saw this afternoon, which had a couple of nobodies that you've probably never heard of in it. Sigourney Weaver and David Hyde Pierce.
Oh, no, I never heard of them.
No, not at all.
Yeah, you can follow Daniel on Twitter at Eurotrash. That's Euro_trash. Duh. Yeah, just read his Twitter bio. You'll understand why. Now, moving on to the other thing you did last week, or last weekend.
Well, the other thing I nearly did last week.
Oh, you didn't get there?
No, I did get there.
Well, explain, please.
Okay. I got into New York last night. I got to San Francisco on Saturday evening.
Last week, yep.
Yep. And Sunday was San Francisco Pride.
Wow.
So I was all set to march with the ACLU, which is the American Civil Liberties Union.
Yes.
Union.
Who had a huge victory with the overturning of DOMA.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yep. And also, to an extent, they were involved with the overturning of Prop 8.
Okay.
So, yeah, I would have marched more with them if I hadn't developed gastro.
Oh, great.
Yeah. So, you know, spewing up on the parade route is not a good look.
Well, no, not until much later in the night. It's never a good look, but, you know. did you completely miss out?
Not completely. I did march for a few hundred metres before I told Chris, my friend I was marching with, I think I need to find a first aid person now.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, because I'd been a little vulnerable at the marshalling area as well.
Oh,
and
dear.
I thought, okay, that's all out, that's done with. I can march now. I can have a good day.
Yeah. No. So what was the scene like? What could, you know, describe San Francisco Pride March for us?
It was insane. There were so many people.
Yeah.
Imagine Midsummer Carnival and multiply that by 10.
Yeah.
In the same area.
Oh.
And then add 10 of that.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's huge and a lot of people.
I imagine a very, very happy crowd.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And the weather was good?
The weather was beautiful.
Oh,
it
sounds wonderful.
24 degrees.
Oh, what a shame that you weren't well enough to fully appreciate it. Ah, well. Yeah. There's always next year or the year after or the year after that.
Yeah.
Okay, Daniel, we better sign off now. So what are your plans for the next couple of days before the theatre festival starts?
I'm seeing Book of Mormon tomorrow night.
Fantastic.
I'm seeing Peter and the Starcatcher on Saturday night.
Uh-huh.
And then I've got to queue up for some rush tickets for some other things on Saturday afternoon and Sunday evening.
Okay. Well, keep cool.
I'm going to try.
And as I said, you can follow Daniel on Twitter at Eurotrashed, Euro_trashed. And if you're interested in musical theatre in New York. All right. Thanks very much for talking to me, Daniel.
Thanks for having me.
Okay. Talk to you later. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
You're on Joy 94.9, the gayest station in the nation, where I was talking to Daniel Kilby, their longtime Joy presenter, about being in New York for the New York Music Theatre Festival. He's completely mad, but we love him.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.